Damien Turish, you must be well pleased with the way things have gone this morning.
I'm delighted with this morning now. It's good. Yep, settled in nice.
And it's been an incident-filled rally to date, so the second loop, what's the plan?
We'll just do the same as we've done in the first loop and get back to this evening, hopefully, and look forward to tomorrow.
Yeah. Now, what about tyre selection? It's an issue for everybody. We don't know what way the weather's going to go.
It is an issue. It might change the front tyres here, maybe the cut slick and see how that goes. So it's just a gamble, but we'll take a gamble and take a chance on.
And the car itself, all going well?
The car is very good. Feels very good. And good confidence in the car, so now we can push on.
Yeah. So you're the man to catch?
I wouldn't say that now. There's a lot of men here. It's just in some local stages and it's working out well for me, but tomorrow's going to be a different day, so we're looking forward to it.
Well, Ian Barrett, you must be well pleased. Second overall in the National, as things stand after three stages.
Yeah, happy enough. Tricky conditions now. A lot trickier than I anticipated, and particularly the second stage, very tricky. We're trying to stay steady, but there was some standing water actually, which I didn't think there would be, and overall very, very tricky. Happy enough, like settled really. Didn't really expect to be where I am, to be honest. It's my first time here, and as everybody knows, Donegal is a really, really competitive and tricky place to come to. So certainly happy and a wee bit apprehensive. Like, just want to get through today, and we don't really care where we are in a way, because we never thought we'd be in this position anyway. So we'll stick to our game plan, which is to keep at the pace we're at, and if they go ahead and they go quicker, they go quicker.
And the Darien T90, we've a few of them in the race. How's it performing?
Yeah, it's okay. Like, it doesn't like those conditions. I'd be a lot happier if it was dry today. So to be where we are, it's good, but look, it's a long way to go, and it's only the third stage. I've been watching this rally for years, and I've seen how it pans out over the 3 days, so it's too early to even think about anything. Only keep to the game plan, as I say, and if we keep at it, that's all we're going to do.
Kevin Gallagher, looks like been a good day for the Darians so far. You must be well pleased with the way things are going in the National.
Yeah, very happy. Kind of thought the slippy conditions there just mightn't have suited it as well, but now we're happy now. There's plenty of grip out there, even with the rain. Like, you just watch out for the slippy spots.
So it's a really competitive class, so a long, long way to go, but is it a case of steady as she goes the second loop today?
The same again for us anyway, steady as she goes, and we'll see, maybe tomorrow we might push on a little bit harder.
And the car itself?
No issues, a little bit sensor to reset there, and other than that, no problems at all.
Now, there's been a lot of talk in service about tyre choice. What's your own view on how things are going to go the second half of the day?
I would say it's probably going to dry out, hopefully a little bit of anything, but we're on a medium tyre on the rear and we're going to stay with it, so we're happy.
Well, Gary McPhillips, it's been an eventful opening loop. Tell us about your own experiences so far.
Well, the first three stages went really well, fairly well for us. You know, had good clean runs through, no drama. But the fourth stage felt a good pace through it. I knew there was a few wee bits, obviously, to make more time on it, but weren't too far away. Damien Turris had a real good time on it. Second stage had a bad start for the first 2 kilometres. They made a few stupid mistakes and was a bit anxious, you know. Then got through the stage, ordered a good enough time then at the end of it, and then Damien took 23 of us. So I don't know, the boys are on a tight pace at the minute now. There's good space between us, so we'll just keep going steady and keep a bit of a push on, trying through the day, and then make it back tomorrow.
Yeah, because with the conditions out there, and even people looking at tyre choice now, we don't know what way the weather's going to go, and there could be a lot of changes come the evening.
Yeah, no, it's very tricky, hard to make a decision. Now, I am happy enough with the tyres choice I made for the first 3 stages, couldn't fault the tyres. So but the car is a bit floaty on the high speed stuff, but just need to stiffen her up a wee bit here now, and just have a go with the next ones here and see if I can make an improvement.